Yeah, I watched that because my buddy Sean Phillips, you know, he plays out there in San Diego. Kleck is still in Indianapolis, so got to see that. Sean's still stealing my sack dance. It's ridiculous. But he made an improvement on it, so I'm gonna have to do something a little bit better. But it was a good game. I think, you know, that's what the fans are looking for. They're looking for entertainment, and each and every week you find good games like that, and the coach definitely provided a good example of football, and so did the Chargers.
Did the outcome kind of surprise you? I mean, you guys played in the absolute before, you know how tough they are, mm-hmm. and then to be down that early.
Yeah, you know, obviously you look at the coach and you look at consistency, and you know, those are two things that are sort of matched together. You know what the Chargers are going to bring, defense and a high-powered offense, and so you know, they definitely had the tools to beat the Colts. The Colts definitely had the tools to beat them. I think it was a great game, and you know, well deserved for the team that won. But for us, I think we have to try to, you know, look at that from afar as a fan and focus on, you know, as a professional, as my duty is to try to focus on Buffalo.
Obviously, you've got 5 days off. It's good physics. Mm-hmm. Do you think sort of mental benefits do you think you guys had?
Well, I just think it gives you opportunity to get away from the monotony and doing the exact same thing, seeing the same, you know, situation repetitively, and you know, like you said, to get out and be able to do something else on that Wednesday, that Thursday, that Friday, or you know, Sunday, shook it up a little bit. Does it make you hungry? I don't know. It just depends on the player. But for me, I think just gave a bit and let some of the bumps and bruises that you may have accumulated over the first, you know, 9 weeks of the season kind of rest up and try to hit these last few weeks hard as you can.
To help you to have seen these guys live, going up against them once or this year, as opposed to just film work like you usually prepare for teams?
Well, I mean, you can't think. Obviously, if you have a history with the team or you've played them before, then, you know, immediate history, then, yeah, I think it gives you some type of knowledge of what or how things may happen, but you have to, you know, prepare yourself that week for what you're going to see on Sunday. And sometimes teams don't show you things. I mean, just like us, you know, we played the Colts. They probably never seen this lineup and that defense before. And so Buffalo will probably do some things that we probably never seen before. And so you just have to make sure that you're, you know, making sure you're in the correct position, reading your, you know, your assignments and knowing where you're supposed to be. That'll take care of the rest. But I think, you know, you play a lot of teams that you only play one time a year, and so, you know, you can't use that as an excuse to win or lose. You just have to go out there and perform.
How will the primetime starts affect your preparation during the week, or how do you like playing? Some guys like it, some guys don't like it.
You know, it just gives you an extra couple hours of rest if you're playing on Sunday night. I think, don't we play on Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Yeah, so it's at 8 o'clock, so you get an extra 7 hours. For me, that's what I use. I sleep at night. I sleep about 7 to 8 hours. So hopefully it make me fresher. We'll see what happens. But
would you prefer the 1 o'clock or does it not bother you?
Yeah, I prefer to get it done. But if they want to put us on national TV, hey, let's go get it done. It doesn't matter to us. I think a lot of the guys in the locker room try to go out and perform regardless of the situation. If it's 1, 4, 8, nationally televised, or whether we're in the parking lot, I think, you know, we're going to try to go out and play, you know, tough, smart football, as Bill always says, and try to execute at a high level.